Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Ayin Test, Psachim 79a, pagination page 157. Our Mishnah on the facing page, towards the top of the page, told us, Uva Makdoshim Eino Kain, that by Kodshim, generally, it has a different rule than the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was very much focused on eating it, and therefore, if the meat would become tameh, you would not bring the blood in by sprinkling it on the Mizbeach. Of Makdoshim Eino Kain. But by other Kodshim it was different. Afal Pishanit Baha Bosar V'Achelev Kayom, even if the meat became tameh, but the fats that were brought on the Mizbeach were still good, Zorek es Hadam, you would be able to proceed with the Karban, because what was brought on the Mizbeach was very significant by other Kodshim. Says our Gemara, about 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Masnisin Mani, who is our Mishnah going like? Rabbi Yeshua he, it follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua de Tanya as we learnt. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol hazvochim shebetorah, any korban mentioned in the Torah, shenishtaya mehem kezayis basar or kezayis chelev, that either has meat or fats, zorek es hadam, that's enough to throw the blood and lock the korban in as a kosher korban. A valid carbon. However, kachatzi zayis basar vekachatzi zayis chaylev, if it has half a zayis, half a portion of meat, and half a portion of fat, so that half a portion of what would go to the people, to the kohen, exists, and half a portion of what goes on the mizbeach exists. Ein zorek es hadam, you would not throw the blood, because that's not considered a portion. You can't combine achilas odom to achilas mizbeach. What goes to people, what goes to the mizbeach, if you have a half a portion of each, that doesn't add up. Lo mitzdarfin, that doesn't join, Rashi says. Uva ola, but if it's a carbon ola, so that everything is going on the mizbeach, then yes, afilu kachatzi zayis basav kachatzi zayis chelev zorek es hadam. If you had half a portion of meat and half a portion of fat, then you would be able to sprinkle, because it's all going to the mizbeach. Mepnei shekula kolul, because it's all going to the mizbeach. Now, this concept of whether things add up or not is very important in practical halacha. Different times we have an amount that's given, and you would want to know what kind of distinctions can be made. For example, we have a certain amount that a person is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, certain amount that you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, we're not even supposed to eat or drink a little bit on Yom Kippur, chatzi shiur osur, because even half a portion or fractional portions are forbidden. But nevertheless, in certain cases where you have a sick person, for example, they have to take a certain amount of liquid or food over a period of time. They have to get something into their system. So sometimes we'll be matir, we will allow lishi urim, that they eat and drink less than the truly prohibited portion amount. Same way that when you eat matzah on Pesach, it has to be a portion. So that's in a positive sense. When you're eating the matzah, you have a mitzvah to eat, so you eat a portion. Same thing when it's prohibited to eat. You're not supposed to eat at all, but the true violation only occurs when you eat whatever is considered a portion in that context. Just to back up for a moment, everything has portions. When you're following a recipe, there's a portion. There's something called a dash of pepper. If you don't put in the right amount. It's not going to work. The same thing, a pharmacist, he knows what's considered a portion for this particular item. So, for example, when it comes to Yom Kippur, if you have a person who's sickly and they could fast if they get some hydration, so then there's an amount of how much hydration you give them so that it's still less than what's considered a portion. And like this, they're fasting technically, even though they're getting considerable hydration combined throughout the day. So they separate each drinking, minimal drinkings, by separating it by a certain number of minutes, and each one is not considered a portion in and of itself. Why do I mention all this? Because there's a concept that achila ushasiya ein mitstarfin. Just like over here, the half portion that went on the mizbeach and the half portion that went to the kohanim don't combine and don't consider it a valid portion left. If everything else became tamei, and all you have is half a portion to the mizbeach and half a portion to the people, so then you can't sprinkle the blood because this korban is no longer an active korban. So we have the same principle that eating and drinking on Yom Kippur do not combine. So that, for example, if you're allowed to drink, let's say, 1 ounce of drink every, let's say, 9 minutes, so then the person can drink, because of his medical condition, 1 ounce every 9 minutes, and then 9 minutes elapse, he's able to drink another one of these one-shot, 1 ounce cups of liquid, and he keeps doing this throughout the day. He's able to retain a certain amount of hydration without actually getting satisfied and without actually violating the strict laws of fasting. Now, the principle which we're trying to bring out here is that achila ushasiya ein mitzdarfin, eating and drinking do not combine. So that the same way that he's allowed in that, for argument's sake, 9 minutes, he's allowed to drink 1 ounce of liquid, he's also allowed to eat 1 ounce worth of food. So that, for example, if a person wanted to take a wedge of watermelon, which also has significant hydration, but it's considered a food, he would be allowed to have one, less than a portion, let's call it an ounce, of drink during this 9 minutes, and also a 1 ounce displacement wedge of watermelon during the same 9 minutes. Now, even though you're going to look at it and say, well, that means you had 2 ounces and you are in violation, but the answer is that food and drink don't combine, and therefore each one on its own was less than the requisite amount. And we have this principle that if you're going to get the amount, you have to get it in a way that it combines to the amount. And this is true whether it's for positive things or for negative things. In order to bring your korban, in order to be in violation because you had a portion, this concept of whether things join or do not join is an important principle, both here in the Gemara and for us in practical halacha. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.